Hey everyone, Madonna and David, and today we want to talk about addictions.
Addictions.
Because I was out for my walk and I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about some interesting things. And some people, when they've got addictions, they talk about it like being taken over by a demon.
So
So that's sort of what took me into the addiction thought for this morning.
are we talking about drug addiction?
We can talk about
Or
everything.
because there's 'cause in addiction, the latest research that they've looked into both addictions, which are by a psychoactive substance, which are
Right.
all the legal and illegal drugs, medical and then there's also behavioral addictions.
Right.
And it's interesting the research that's come up on behavioral addictions by both sort of more medical social philosophers rather than who are doctors or theorists, but they found that the underlying things in addiction, like with addiction treatment, it's got a really bad relapse rate.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
everyone knows that. Bessel van der Kolk says in his book, Body Keeps the Score, says it's very, very high. It's something like, 60 to 90%.
Well, you can't just take something away from someone. You have to put something back in their life.
Yeah,
You know,
it's called
so
replacement therapy.
yeah, so anytime you just go, well, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking coffee. I'm going to stop having sugar. I'm going to stop taking my opioids. You know, like you can't just do that. Well, you can, but it doesn't make you the nicest human in the world if you're not putting something beautiful back in there.
That's right.
And I think that's where, because it's not easy with kinesiology. I've treated addiction over the years, and you really have, you can do the kinesiology till the cows come home, take away the survival patterns, the deep survival patterns, the hidden deep survival, sort of deal with entities and, you know, the negative energy that can get stuck in people. But man, if they don't change their lifestyle, it will always come back.
And like so many things that we treat with more holistic treatments, it's more looking at the whole thing. So the idea of just saying stop doing this and you have to use your willpower and not change anything else doesn't take into account the holistic environment that
I
they're
always say to
working in.
people, it's like saying, don't think of monkeys. Don't think
Well,
of monkeys. Don't think of monkeys.
the thing is that with an addiction like a where okay, so we'll take a drug addiction, say cigarettes, but then if we take an internet addiction,
Yeah.
right?
Or a
What
pornography
or
addiction.
pornography addiction,
Yeah.
but these things they become things that disturb the other aspects of your life and can do,
Yeah.
and it's only when they start disturbing that that they become a disorder,
Right.
right? Because the criteria for substance dependence disorder, I think they call it, is that when you look through the criteria, there's how often you use it and that sort of thing. But then it's how is it affecting your work life? How's it affecting your social life? How's it affecting your family life?
Yes, exactly.
And then by taking something away, when the withdrawal symptoms come up, which the strong ones are usually about a month for anything.
Right.
And so you can, if you just stop that, what it's covering up might be some underlying trauma. And by taking away the soothing thing that's soothing you in some sort of self-medication, suddenly the angry person might come out,
Yeah.
or the absolute low self-esteem might manifest. And so then you're like left, and you're thinking you're doing something good, like taking away something that's expensive and probably causing you not to get things done in some cases, or something like cigarettes that's a stimulant. So you're taking away a stimulant and now you're flat.
Yes.
And so with addiction, the best way to work is there's a theory called the trans-theoretical change process, where you go through whether somebody is like people have to be ready. So but it's pre-contemplative and people like that I'm not ready yet. Or yeah, I've got no, I don't have a problem. That's pre-contemplative. Contemplative is, yeah, I think I've got an issue and I might look at that sometime.
Yes.
Right? That's contemplative. And then the next stage is planning. So
Yeah.
actually, not only I'm actually planning, and actually planning for any type of addiction is a big project. And really, you have to put a lot of things in place to do it properly, or the people around you can get hurt, even though everyone's saying you're hurting people by having this internet addiction or porn addiction that you spend 12 hours a day on.
Yeah.
And then, but when you give it up, you become the reason that you're covering is because there's something that is stopping you from doing that might be bad. So if you're not doing your addiction, you might be really angry all the time and irritated.
Yes.
And that's not fun for anybody.
No,
So you
no.
need to work. So working on the underlying things is a much better process. And people with really high level success in treatment are people like, there's one guy on the internet called Tim Fletcher. And they do a program called Recovery, but the first thing they work on is the 12 human needs, right?
Right.
So you're actually addressing your needs first, see what needs
Are these internal needs or external
that
needs?
well,
Things we can
possibly
get right.
they're emotional, spiritual, physical, and what's the other one? Physical, emotional, yeah, not so many mental ones, but mainly it's the emotional, the spiritual, and the
It's the stuff
physical
that
needs.
fills your cup.
Yeah, and so, and often the reason that people have got an addiction is because they don't have those things in place. They're things like affection, they're things like, no, I can't remember them offhand, but that's the style of things these days. The modern stuff is getting the things in order that's the reason for the addiction in the first place, which is, so let's have a look at that. That's similar to the way naturopaths do a thing, because we're talking about the same thing. We're not just looking at the symptoms,
No, absolutely not.
but we're looking at the whole picture. And trying to help people integrate safely back into their families. Because when you
Yes.
give up an addiction, just cold turkey, all types of things might happen.
Yeah.
Like you might become resentful to your partner who's still doing those things.
Yeah.
And they didn't agree not to do it right now when you are.
Yeah. No, that's not the fun, is it? Giving up something on your own when you're not the only one doing it. Yeah.
And so, what about from a naturopath? So, what's this idea about you're saying that? Well, what did you
Well, for a
say?
start, I find
Yeah.
out, so we do a timeline as to when the addiction started, but quite often it's way before they actually think it was. So they might have been addicted to, say, smoking or drugs or something from when they're 15 years old, but it timelines back to when they're 2 to 3 years old because, you know, in that grief gauge and developmental directory at 2 to 3 year old. That's when you're supposed to be, you know, creating the reins away from your parents, but you want them right there. You want them there to pull you back in when you need, but you want enough freedom to get out. I think that's sort of like 2 to 4 years old or something like that. So it's like when you're creating your own little human being, but you want to be nurtured and cared for while you're doing that. So, you know, so I look at the timeline as to when the energy that allowed the addiction started. And then we actually work on the thing before it.
Which is the complex trauma that's underlying.
Yeah.
So
And
work and family therapists work with the complex trauma. And so it's like, it's a bit of a long process, but it's more efficient if you can work out why you're upset, why you like, because we look at self-control, and self-control is a marker of success in every area of well-being.
yeah.
The people with better levels of self-control tend to have a more successful life. And so by increasing self-control even in old age, it improves your agency, your
So, what
ability
do you
to.
mean by self-control?
Well, self-control. So this came out of the Dunedin study in New Zealand, and they took a, I think it was 1,020 babies, and they have kept notes on them all the way now. Now I think they're like 45 now.
Okay.
So and it's the study that's got the longest retention rate.
Yes.
So they've got something like 90% of the people still participating. So they've got a 50-year-old picture of 1,000 people, and because it's very confidential. That's the reason that people keep coming back, because they're
Right.
not exposing their secrets. And they've got really good data. And because they keep it so confidential and people keep coming back, people will admit their addiction problems, their criminal, they'll addict things that people often won't talk about in studies, or people will leave because they have to talk about it. So a lot of studies have got half the people leave, whereas this
Right.
one's still got 90, 80 to 90% in, which is incredible. So they've got these long timelines. And what they found in that study was that self-control, that marker, people with high levels of that live longer, they make more money, they
So you mean people who can control their drinking, people who exercise regularly, people who look after their diet, people who maintain their weight, people who have good relationships within their families,
And
right?
so, and so,
Study when they need to, you
right. And
know.
so from that study, all sorts of things have come about, but they found in 2020 and 2021, two studies came off
Yes.
that showed that by increasing self-control in older age, you can reverse effects of aging and the things that came from a lack of self-control in your younger life. Because basically people with complex trauma situations, even if it's not big tree T trauma, if you lived in an environment where there was an ongoing bothering thing,
Yes.
you end up with these conditions that are hard to, by resolving those stuff, you can get back to a higher level of self-control. Because they found in the ACE studies that childhood trauma affects your physical health. It makes your brain not grow as big. Like the size
Yeah.
of the brain smaller with really bad trauma, so it affects you physically. So therefore, that means if you can improve your ways of well-being, it that should be able to like have a reversal effect. The two studies came out that were like sort of implying that, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. And all these darlings on hormone blockers at the moment, that's really messing with the ability to create the prefrontal cortex.
Well, the other problem with it is that oh, sorry, yeah, right.
Yeah, so
I'm
the
thinking
CAS
back.
report came out of the UK. So they looked at a huge amount of data from these kids.
Right. Well, so that's an external thing. The other, oh, I'm trying to think of, oh, Yeah, because the other thing is, so self-control they found in studies on agency,
Right.
so having an effect in the world, the higher level of self-control you can get, the higher level of agency.
Amazing.
And they divide that up into intentional self-control, which is short term. And that's like, do I do what I'll say I'll do?
Yes.
Right? Am I that person who keeps my word? That's intentional. Do I do what I intend to do? And
Yeah.
that's short term. And then there's instrumental self-control, and that's looking at long-term goals and achieving them progressively over time.
Right.
Right? And then the third one is normative self-control, which basically means what my idea of a good life is and the values that are attached to that, which basically translates as being a person that I value being and living a life that I value living.
Yeah.
When we have loss of self-controls, we shortfall in that.
Yeah. And I was listening to someone talking about anxiety the other day, and they were saying that when you're anxious, you're not doing something you're meant to be doing.
Right, well, you're a bit
So
paranoid.
there's two. No, well,
So it holds you back.
maybe.
See, it
But
holds you back.
but it can be like working in a job that's not filling your soul. It might be doing something that you know to be wrong, but you're doing it because that's part of your role. So a lot of people are doing things within their workspace, within their life, within their marriages, within their schooling that they don't agree with, and it's.
Sometimes we do become resilient by going through things that are hard, though.
Well,
Like
yeah.
for example, just getting up and every day and
Making your
sh
bed,
showing up.
like Jordan Peterson says.
Yeah, I think they call it Brené Brown called it showing up.
Yeah,
So even
I've
if
never
bad, they're
made my
still
bed in
showing up.
30 years.
Oh, thank Jordan Peterson would hate
That's why I
you.
love Monica. Makes it once a week. But
Another,
it's sort of.
I just wanted to say something about nicotine. So the
Well, of course.
no, I would say about ADHD. So so the latest research in ADHD, and there's a guy called, I can't remember his name, but they were saying that they want to use nicotine as an ADHD treatment.
Right.
And they estimate that 40 to 60% of the smoking population have got untreated ADHD. And they're trying to overcome the social stigma around it so they can give ADHD clients nicotine that isn't smoking.
Yeah, and I think
What do you
from a
think?
natural,
Isn't that
well,
interesting?
from a naturopathic
That might be
perspective,
positive.
well, the actual nicotine or the actual tobacco isn't bad for people.
Oh.
People have been using it on the planet for thousands of years. It's
Oh.
the 220 carcinogenic substances that naturopaths are against with smoking.
Oh,
So
okay.
it's pretty interesting. I've got people who I've recommended, if they can get organic cigarettes, to jolly well do it. Because nicotine is in the family, or tobacco is in the family of foods,
Nightshade.
nightshades. So, and some people, it's really inflammatory. So I've got a friend and her husband could not have tobacco because it would activate his lupus because he had autoimmunity and one of his biggest allergies. He also had Morgellons. But he basically, if he had any of the nightshades, including tobacco, it would make his rheumatoid arthritis really, really bad. And I had another lady, this is just funny because, she had her little coffee shop. She's got a million allergies. So she would go and she would get her very, very specific little blah, blah, blah coffee, which wasn't coffee. And, it had all the pretend stuff in it. But they put like this sprinkle on top, which she thought was something like rose petals. But her rheumatoid arthritis started playing up. And she thought, that's not good. So the next time she was there, she meant to ask what it was. And the cheeky babe put this sprinkle of stuff on. It was goji berries. So it was goji berry powder. Goji is, of course, a superfood, very, very high in nightshades. And again, this time she whipped it off the top. She whacked it into her hubby's coffee. So she didn't have it, but she still had a little flare up. So then the next time she said, what was that stuff? And they said, oh, that's goji berry powder. She said, yeah, not for me.
Isn't that interesting? Goji berry, they're a nightshade.
Yeah,
But they come,
so's
they can play
Smithania.
it.
It doesn't matter.
Oh no, it's just most of the nightshades came from South America, foods anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the potatoes, the eggplants, the
Capnicum.
chilies. Yeah, the South America potatoes. Tomatoes. Didn't have them in every recipe.
Anyway. But
Imagine.
yeah, so we've,
So think about
but
that.
also think about the
Sorry.
The way we're genetically modifying things at the moment. So they put substances on top of tomatoes to make the tomatoes really thirsty. So that plumps them up, grows them really quickly, but then they're tasteless.
Look good.
They look great,
There's
but they
a
also
lot of things in the world like that. They look good,
they
but
use CRISPR technology to change it so that foods don't go brown as quickly. So in the supermarket, we're looking at them, they look beautiful, and then you go home, you cut them open, they look like crap.
and
Get
take
that back.
taste a
We've got
bit
to get
away.
that backyard garden going. Anyway, however high that anyway, won't go there.
So what about the other thing you were saying, the thing about you wanted to address the idea that things overcome people with addictions? You were saying, like, because there's this idea that because with addictions, there's quite a bit of cognitive dissonance,
Yeah.
and it's almost like those ideas have taken over people.
Right.
And so sometimes those things might get, because Carl Jung, he talks about how people are overtaken by ideas. And the narrative therapists, they say ideas are things that people get overtaken by,
Right.
right? And that, like Michael White talked about how some people who come in, you'll they're completely taken over by this idea. And whether that's a phobia or or with addiction, it might be an addiction, but they're completely
Oh, are
taken
you?
over by this thing, almost like it's an entity.
Right. Yeah. So.
And so people describe this in different ways, and because they go around to they'll go entity, people go ecstasy, then we go except
No.
the reality is that people, family systems, people get overtaken by ideas
Yeah, so
that aren't really their own.
yesterday I uploaded two videos. The first one was for with a guy called Tim. So if you go check it out on YouTube, on my New Leaf Health Team channel. And basically, what the first one, the reason I did it for him because I thought he would want to replay it at home, and he agreed to be on YouTube. Thank you, Tim. You're a champion. And basically, the reason I did it was because it's a big entity. It's like an exorcism. But basically, it's thinking about what the entity looks like. And for him, it was gargoyle energy, but it can be, whatever it feels like to you. So it can be fallen angels, it can be AI stuff, it can be big, black, dark, smoky energy, it can be whatever it feels like. Because it's not me, it's the person. So
So
this,
in counseling, you kind of validate the feeling,
yes.
but not necessarily the thoughts.
No, so what we did,
Right.
what you do is
And
then
you don't
talk.
invalidate them, you hear,
Absolutely, absolutely. And then what you do, you talk to that entity.
entity, right.
So basically, there's a process you go through where you're saying, I see you, you're in my game, you're not allowed to be in my game, you're not allowed to hurt this individual or any other individual. We're going to release you, but only under these conditions. And you tell the entity the conditions, and then you get, do you agree to this? And then the client either says yes or no. Sometimes they say no, and you have to go through a whole other process because we get addicted to our addictions. So, for example,
I'm just trying to process that and think it in counseling.
Yeah, because it can be incredibly powerful for people.
Right, okay.
Incredibly powerful.
And
So,
I don't deny that because being a Jungian, Jung said we don't want to take the stupid position that anything that we can't prove with science at the moment isn't real.
yeah.
And there's so much evidence for all types of
Yeah.
strange influences over people. And but in counseling, a lot of them can be end up being explained really quite logically, more that they're overtaken by ideas that aren't from them.
Right.
Like people will get ideas from their parents and they'll get through their whole life and they'll get to be 40 or something and they'll be in counseling and go, why have I been doing this all my life? And it's
Yeah.
just because that's the way their family did it. And you do it that way, people get hurt, it's not fair or
Yeah.
whatever. And they finally get to, I don't want to be like this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and sometimes there are things like when people work on addictions, like because it's a hard thing to do, especially a long-term addiction that's really ground in. You really want to get some help with it if you can,
Yeah.
some support from counseling, because it's actually very hard to do. Because suddenly people can go from being confident, with their little helper, and next minute completely flat,
Yeah.
like no confidence, no nothing, or they can become manic.
Yes.
But because one of the main things with addiction is like when they stop, they're like, yeah, and they keep doing things, and then they burn themselves out,
Yeah.
and So getting your self-care in order first is the priority of the game, getting all the stable roles and making sure everyone around you know what's going on,
Yeah.
if you can,
And
if you
get that
can.
support.
Well, and then
Absolutely.
also you need a spotter
Because the other thing
because you
is,
don't want to abuse your supporters.
yeah.
Like sometimes if you're a spotter and someone's giving up and they're just in a hyper something or other, it's like the person caring is getting hit. And they're like, no, but you've got to be a patient that be a bit more
You know that
patient too.
technique that's an NLP technique where you get someone to visualize the time in their life when they are the most empowered, the most happy, the most joyful, whatever it is that they're missing. And you get them to visualize and you really anchor that, you do that process so that you get them to feel it, to see it, to smell it, to imagine what they would be like if they walked out into the world with that energy everywhere they went. I was talking to Teddy this morning because I said, the best way we can do it is walking out into the world with love in our heart. I said, if you've got love in your heart, how does everyone around you feel?
Yeah, for someone with really chronic depression, that's hard for them to
No,
do.
but people can usually find a spot where they're feeling empowered. They
Sure.
usually can find some day, whether it's the day they got married, whether it's the day they had their child, whether it's the day they achieved a big goal, they bought their house, that there's usually something where someone feels really empowered. And it's about getting there and then to say, okay, so when you're thinking about your cigarette, what are you going to do? And then you think about that moment of feeling empowered. Incredibly powerful. But I sort of like combining it as well with the map of consciousness when I'm working, and I don't know whether I did with that with Tim in part two.
Well, another thing with naturopathics is that there must be some really nice herbs that help with that.
Oh, funny you say
There'd
that.
be
Yeah.
some calming herbs if people are feeling
Yeah.
stressed, but there'd also some energetic herbs if people are really depressed after it,
Yeah,
because a lot
absolutely.
of people's confidence just disappears without the
You know, and
herbs.
that's where I sort of joke about the ANZ. So this is only for people in Australia, but I've got three products called the ANZ, Stress and Relax and Resilient.
Right.
So, and I shouldn't tell this as a funny story, but it sort of is. One of my clients,
Well, I've
hubby,
tried all of them over the long years, and they're all really
yeah,
nice.
he died 2 years ago from certain things on the planet. Anyway, so he
That happens to all of us and the best of us.
anyway, so she turned up, and the poor darling, she really wasn't very happy, and I was talking to her about the different things. So she ended up buying one of each of them, right? Because I said resilience when you want to burst into tears all the time, relaxants when you're feeling a bit, angsty and cranky and you want to snap at everyone, stressants when you want to punch someone in the nose. So she took all three of the supplements with her to the funeral.
All together.
And then no. And then she was saying to everyone, how do you feel? And she was doling them
Oh,
out at
that's
the
brilliant.
funeral for the
Was it a
people.
nice funeral?
It was a beautiful
Oh,
funeral.
that's
Yeah, they've
incredible.
got a really nice family group. So
That's funny.
yeah, so shouldn't be a funny story, but it sort of is.
No, that's a nice
But yeah,
story.
so I call them the ANZs, and because they're not that it matters, but they're about say between 12 and 16 Chinese herbal formulas that have been put together. They've been used for thousands of years in these combinations, and Resilient helps to raise your resilience. You know, I call Relaxin, you know, it's the one that makes you not give a shit if the kids are being turds, you know. It's sort of like the I don't give a crap.
Good for, and probably most parents could have that on the shelf.
But Stressand's amazing. Stressand's amazing. You know, like people who are like, I remember one of my guys, and he came in one day and he was literally shaking with anger the first day I ever met him. And one of my Reiki practitioners was free, so we went in and had a session with her, and we're still good friends 20 years later. And man, his life has totally changed. Totally changed. He's the most beautiful human being on the planet. But I remembered immediately. I said, "Here's some stress and get him into you." Within like 48 hours, he could just feel that anger
Right.
dissipating. Because when we're angry, we're not releasing something. Our liver is suppressing something. Our liver can't let go of these emotional hormones.
Oh, right, of
So
course.
some herbs, they
So, like,
work
that's why the what's that
because they
phrase?
change the
Over
neurotransmitters.
that phrase, shit on your liver.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God,
There's a
when
lot
I
of
was,
phrases around the liver and being
there
angry.
is. Anyway, so I use the map of consciousness a lot. I use entity balances a lot. I use survival, deep survival, hidden deep survivals a lot. A lot of the stuff that's in the kinesiology foundations is awesome for shifting addictions, because if we're toning, you know, because you went through it last time, you know, being the human on the table for the last kinesiology foundations. So once you tap, you know, because we would use circuit retaining mode and say, okay, I ask my body to allow me to release the addiction of blah, blah, blah. And then you just see what happens. It might be blowing your base chakra so you can't feel that spiritual I am, I choose God energy.
Well,
You know, it might be.
and then it's my then it might be like, so you're starting the addiction process, and then after a couple of weeks, those herbs, you might need something energetic,
Yeah, absolutely.
because
And
basically,
flower essences actually are awesome for addiction.
right?
So there's some
Because one
really
thing,
cool.
like a little bit of neurobiology with it, is that one problem with addiction is that when one becomes addicted, the process that approves things,
Yep.
which I think is called the striatum, it's already been approved. Right, so the prefrontal cortex can't intervene because there's an, once something's been approved, it's automatically let through every time.
Right.
Do you see that? And so once it's approved, so it's very hard to and the other thing is that you've been getting from most addictions excessive dopamine.
So
Right?
the
So
striatum coordinates multiple aspects of cognition, including motor and action planning, decision making, motivation, reinforcement, and reward perception.
Right, so here we go. So that's the striatum, and this is even worse for teenagers
Right.
because so teenagers' addiction is worse because of what the striatum does, because they don't have the prefrontal cortex to regulate that yet.
Yeah.
That's why getting addicted early to things, and that's why it's so insidious, how the internet companies,
Yes.
the social media companies, are going starting with 13-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got because they don't so the prefrontal cortex, which is the thing that it's called the brakes,
Yes.
right? So the mid system's the accelerator and
Yeah.
the prefrontal cortex is the brakes. Their brakes don't finish growing until they're 25.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with
And like I
neuro
said, some hormonal blockers are actually stopping the prefrontal cortex from ever developing
Right,
properly.
so when you're a
That's the
child,
core.
up to at least when you're 18, probably
Yeah.
25, the brakes should be your parents.
Right.
But they're more and more taking away the rights from the parents by giving the, because parents are busy and they're
Yeah.
like, oh, I don't want to put security on the, I just want. And so it's like the brakes are meant to be the parents till the kids grow up because the prefrontal cortex is in, and the
And when
parents are
we're
meant to be
busy and
coordinated,
traumatized as parents because of money and time and all sorts of things,
which
our
isn't,
morals and
yeah,
ethics
substance.
get lower on our priority
And
list.
so blaming never works. What it is looking at the situation objectively that so kids getting addicted to things, their prefrontal cortex isn't growing, they can't put the brakes on, and they need
Yeah,
help for the brakes.
absolutely. I think
That's
that's
right.
great.
Yeah, there was some other neural. Yeah, I was thinking about addiction last night and thinking, oh, but it's one of those things that is the more holistic way you can work with it. Because the addiction might not be the problem. Like in all family therapy stuff, people come with what the presenting problem often isn't the deeper thing that they end up fixing.
Right.
And so some people might be able to fix some of their emotional stuff, and then they can get their addiction, whether it's an iPhone or a drug, but by feeling better, they just stop doing it
Yeah.
every day and might do it once a week. Because being a prohibitionist isn't that good, but people with strong addictions often need to have
Yeah.
zero for a while.
Yeah.
Because once, because of the way the stratum works, once it's approved, even if you give up for 2 years, it'll go back to its default position
Yeah.
that, oh, we used to like this thing, and it seems to create the thinking that it's a cognitive dissonance because
Yeah.
you're trying to be logical, but you got the stratum doing what you just read out.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah. So there is help for addictions. I think we need to revisit this a few times because it's such a
Okay.
big thing these days
And it's
because
a very strong interest I had, and a lot of the stuff I did at uni was around addictions. And not that I necessarily want to be an addiction specialist counselor, but I'm very interested in self-control because addictions aren't any drugs.
yeah.
Addictions are ways
Oh
of
no,
being.
absolutely.
Addictions are addiction to a mobile phone, and you
Yeah.
don't relate to people
Sugar.
anymore. Sugar,
Yeah. And
food
when we're
addiction.
talking food addictions, by the way, there's often underlying things like bacteria, candida, fungus. So fungus, candida,
Yeah,
parasites,
trauma.
they love a sweet
Right.
acidic environment. So every time we're making a sweet acidic environment, we're allowing them to thrive.
Right. So then we can, so then, so with addiction, because being complementary
Yeah.
therapists, we'll look at not only the whole person and how to in it, but also what sort of complementary treatments you can have with it. So maybe some counseling, but maybe some herbs too.
Yeah.
Herbs to go with it. What other things to make full, a full treatment? And maybe some kinesiology that does some pushing your body back into,
Yeah.
you know,
Well,
we
alignment,
get
we
out
get
of
the body,
alignment.
yep, and get those survival patterns,
Because any
deactivated.
addiction has these physical things about it. Like you take
Absolutely.
smoking, it's this all the time.
And
It's a
we can
pile.
be
It's an
thinking about
oral
it all
fixation,
the time.
and a bit of an oral fixation. Do you know what I mean? That's how it's categorized. It's like oral. Oral is one of the six in the schizoid oral, in the old system. And so it's an oral fixation often with people. What's related to ADHD? It's just this continuing wanting to move,
Yeah.
right? Which is what they do. It's like they got this internal thing that's making them go, yeah, or so some people
Yeah.
with ADHD have weight problem,
Yeah.
a particular category.
Yes,
And then
absolutely.
the hormonal thing just keeps taking over, right?
Yeah, because they don't have the GABA and the 5-HTP and stuff whizzing through their brain to make them feel calm and nurtured.
Right. Oh, the GABA, that's right.
Yeah, so
GABA,
5-HTP.
that's the other thing. So
Yeah, so
GABA
GABA
5.
calms that nervousness in the brain. It calms the glutamate. Glutamate is excitatory.
Is that Dr. Amons? He said 5-HTP, that GABA,
5-HTP.
and then
Yep,
a type
GABA.
of ginseng.
Yeah. Well,
And what other thing
there's
too?
several ginsengs that are good for it, but Korean ginseng stimulates the pituitary function, so therefore it has an overall effect on hormones. Withania is Indian ginseng. It's just
Well,
nourishing and nurturing. Siberian ginseng is for masculine strength, and we need masculine strength to do stuff,
Oh,
to
right,
get us
yeah.
out of not
That's
inactivity
that
into
herb you use,
activity.
Adrenotone. Does it still
Yeah,
have O3 in it?
yes. And there's also American ginseng. It's in another product called Adreno Calm, I think. But American ginseng doesn't have the stimulatory effect.
There's a stereotype that ginseng's only for
Nah,
guys.
that's BS.
Isn't it funny how people say things like
Nah,
that?
that's a load
I
of
think
rubbish.
that's an
We
aphrodisiac or something.
all have every single hormone.
Right.
Every single human on the planet has every single hormone.
Right.
So, you're making estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA,
They're
so am
just
I.
different.
They're
One
just
of these
different
things are often
levels.
boys. That's interesting. I
Yeah.
didn't know that.
Yeah. So, therefore, and women need testosterone to get shit done.
Right.
It's not estrogen that makes us get stuff done. It's the testosterone.
Right.
And there's a guy called Dr. Flavio Cattigiani.
Oh, so is estrogen relaxing?
No,
No.
estrogen's inflammatory,
Oh, okay.
sort of, but inflammation, it's like anger, it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
But there's good estrogen and bad estrogen, and just about everything is about bad estrogen in our bodies, which is all the stuff like pesticides that act like They act, they're xenoestrogens.
Mm.
They're estrogen blockers and they're pretenders.
Right. What was the video we did the other day about?
Morals and ethics.
No, there was some part of it. I was trying to link in, maybe it was the one before.
Oh, we did one on teenage brains.
Teenage, yeah, I guess so.
And, so we were talking about how to get them to accept, like I was talking about two kids, particularly really talented kids, but they've got no self-esteem about it. They are chosen by their school to be in front of the school. One of them for guitar playing, the other one for being a little actress. But now they will never do it again because they cop so much flak. Because we're
Right.
great at the tall poppy syndrome here in Australia.
Yeah. I was
Can't
thinking
let
about
someone
what
be cool and
Brené
fun.
Brown said, that you got to like have the critics. If you're going to go out in the forum, you got to have a chair for the critics. They're going to be there. And so, some training to get out on stage too. And some, because
So I
a
spoke
lot
to
of people who
teachers.
do that regularly, like a lot of counselors deal with like top of the realm sporting people, because you have to counsel them up to their thing. But after they win a game, even if they win something like the Australian Open, their confidence drops afterwards because they achieved the goal and they find it hard to get back to it after they hit the thing, and then you've got to work it back up. Did you know that? I remember at uni I had a tutor who was, that's the main thing he did, A grade tennis player. And he told this story and I went, wow, I didn't know that. Isn't that it? So people, when we hit goals, sometimes you need help up, but then you need help after achieving the goal to get back on the path to, the practice and the
Cool. Addictions. And because I think addictions are obviously trying to stop us from getting somewhere we want to go in life. So we have to start creating the
Well,
space with where we want to
they're
go.
doing that, but the other side of addiction is that everyone always leaves out, especially in the medical setting and treatment setting, is that nearly everything addictive is making you feel good, right? People are doing it for pleasure. They're doing it for relief. They're doing it for pain relief. They're doing it for pleasure. They're doing it to have a little bit of fun in their boring lives. And so
Well, can
this,
I just say, because the last 4 years has been so tough on my profession,
well, the addiction rate's gone up like that if you have a look at
and
the
my
studies.
clients are telling me dreadful stories about people in their world being really unwell every day of my life at the moment.
Right.
And I like nothing better than a glass or two of wine at the end of every day. It
That's right.
calms my brain down.
Well, another thing I read, because it has been very stressed at the moment, and during the lockdowns, addictions increased, uptake of anxiety and depression medicines increased, and I'm not sure if they've gone down. And
Well,
so, and
during
so.
COVID for a very short time, they were making it so you could only buy two bottles of wine at
Did they really have fun?
a time. Ah, thank
Yeah,
God
because
that's over.
another way of looking at addiction rather than a threat, like looking at it as working with it a challenge.
Absolutely. Definitely. And like I made the comment because I was listening to this thing about demonic energy, which and just thinking about it like that, like I agree, it's pleasurable, but obviously it can take away. So I've had people in the
Oh
past
no.
where I've,
Because it has an expense, it has
gambling for
health
it.
problems. Yeah,
Absolutely.
the negatives are clear.
Absolutely.
But the cognitive dissonance doesn't make people get, they can't think of
No. They
that.
think they're fine. Cool. Okay. Awesome. Thanks, David.
Oh, thank you, Madonna, and thanks everyone.
Bit of a chatterbag today. Ha ha. Have a good one.